T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, there is a law.
Well, there is a law, but there's a question of who you should enforce it, when you should enforce it, and how you should enforce it. And that is the rule up and down the Bay Area with the police are dealing with. Yes, you have a rule on BART or a law, a citationable offense, to eat. Well, that's supposed to be in the trains and on the platforms. But this man was eating on a platform, okay, waiting for a train. Probably other people might have been eating on that same platform.
Now, if they weren't at that moment, you know they had before and they did after and they do on the train.
You see it all the time. So the cop went up and said, hey, lose the sandwich. The guy responded with a series of F-bombs, and you had it go from there. It didn't escalate into anything violent, but it was videoed, and it's gone viral. And the union, the BART, has since issued an apology, which is upset the police officers union, saying, look, what you're saying is basically, and the general manager says as much, you have these rules, but they should not be used to prevent us from delivering our mission to provide safe, reliable, and clean transportation. So the cops are saying, in other words, you have these rules, but if in any way it's going to mess anything up, don't do it.
Well, and everybody's stuck in the middle. So now you have a BART director showing up at a protest where people are eating sandwiches. So here's a BART director, let's just cut to the chase, advocating breaking the very rule that BART imposed.
And your point?
Either withdraw the rule.
We know that to be the case. That happens all the time. So the cops or everybody's saying, okay, if the rule's a rule, then change the rule. Get off and do it. But BART doesn't necessarily want to do that because they don't want to be sending that message.
Well, so the cops are saying, okay, tell us what we're supposed to do. And what BART seems to be saying is, well, make sure it isn't captured on video. Is that one of them?
Don't embarrass us. Make sure it doesn't get captured on video. Don't slow up the trains or do anything like that.
And, of course, there's a question here about race.
Absolutely.
And gender. And these things come up all the time around law enforcement.
It's got all the ingredients. Now, what's the result going to be? The result's going to be the cops are going to back off because they're not going to put themselves on the line with nobody behind them. And there's a term for it in San Francisco policing.
You can go ahead and say it. Fido. F it, drive on.
Drive on. Forget about it. Drive on. It's just not worth it. So we're going to have that. BART's going to continue to decide. We have these things on paper, whether it's panhandling, whether it's eating, a whole host of things. You also have the flip side of this, which isn't talked about very much, is that if you see people doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, and the cop walks by and doesn't do anything, then they sit there and go, I just can't believe that cop just walked by and let that go on.
Or if you're the citizen who says, hey, that guy over there is fill in the blank, then what does that make you?
Right. So the cops are saying, okay, so what do you want us to do? You want us to walk around in our uniforms but not necessarily do anything unless somebody grabs a cell phone or pulls out a knife? It's going to go around like that. The upside is that BART's ridership is continuing to slip, and something like this isn't going to help it one way or the other.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.